Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 26 degrees outside in downtown Sitka at the Cable House this morning. And it's time for Raven News. I'm Chris Todd. State Senator Bert Stedman will chair the Senate Health and Social Services Committee when the legislature convenes in January. The Sitka Republican, who sailed to an easy re-election on Tuesday night, had been co-chairman of the powerful Senate Finance Committee since 2007, but he lost that position when the new Senate majority formed on Wednesday. In Stedman's hometown of Sitka, officials say losing him as finance co-chair is bad news for the city and the region, but they're also not quite sure what the exact impact will be. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Stedman's assignment to chair the Health and Social Services Committee was announced Thursday evening, after we talked to officials at City Hall in Sitka. The news takes away some uncertainty around what Stedman will be doing next session, but concerns remain about what he won't be doing, serving as co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee.
Have we lost some strength? Absolutely.
That's Jim Dinley, Sitka's municipal administrator. He says Stedman brought a lot of grants and financial support back to Sitka.
Bert was very good to us. He made it easy for us to get appointments with other departments and other senators and representatives. We're basically back to square one.
The new Senate Finance co-chairs are Kevin Meyer of Anchorage and Pete Kelly of Fairbanks. Senate President Gary Stevens is now going to be chairman of the Education Committee, and the new Senate president is Wasilla Republican Charlie Huggins. Sitka, like many other Alaska communities, looks to the state for help funding its big infrastructure projects. That will be especially true in 2013. The city has already asked the state for $43 million to help fund its expansion of the Blue Lake Dam, one of two hydro projects generating electricity. Construction costs on the dam are higher than originally predicted, and that has meant a scramble to find more money. Again, Administrator Dinley.
I think Bert will still be very effective for Sitka. He's a good choice for the election. Will we be as successful? One can only hope that we would be.
Stedman could not be reached for comment Thursday afternoon or evening, but earlier in the day, Sitka Mayor Mim McConnell had said she expected that Stedman would align with his GOP colleagues, despite some anticipated differences.
Basically, if you're not a part of the majority, then it's really hard to get things done. So I kind of expect him to join the majority, but that's also going to put pressure on him to vote for things like the big tax cuts for the oil companies, and I know he's not in favor of that.
McConnell will be among local officials who descend on Juneau this winter from across the state to lobby lawmakers on behalf of their hometowns. And without Stedman leading the Finance Committee, she says it might be a harder conversation for Sitka and other places in Southeast.
There's so many critical issues that we're going to have to deal with, that we're going to have to fight a little harder for, and that's going to take some time.
Fighting harder. What does that mean
exactly? To me, it's establishing a relationship with, especially with the newer legislators, and there are some new ones that are going to be in there, and also seeing our own legislators and having, you know, I'd probably go and see them first and have a talk with them, and actually beforehand having a talk with them and saying, who do you recommend that I go see?
McConnell says she'll probably spend more time working the Capitol this year than she will attending the other meetings that come with a visit to Juneau. But she also is hopeful the new Senate majority will be receptive to Sitka's needs.
One of their top three areas of focus is delivering affordable energy to Alaskans. And Sitka fits right in with that. I mean, that's exactly what this Blue Lake project is all about.
And that will likely be what the city argues in Juneau when members of the Alaska legislature get to work in mid-January. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
The Senate majority announced Stedman's chairmanship of the Health and Social Services Committee shortly after 6 p.m. on Thursday evening. In their statement, Stedman is quoted as saying, "I look forward to this opportunity to broaden my horizons and work on issues that will benefit all Alaskans." Alaska Public Radio Network reported this morning that Stedman has joined the Senate majority. It will be several days, perhaps weeks, before a winner for House District 34 is known. Incumbent Republican Representative Bill Thomas and Democratic challenger Jonathan Christ Tompkins are vying for the seat. After Tuesday's election, Christ Tompkins is leading Thomas by 44 votes. But more than 1,400 absentee ballots have yet to be counted over the next week and a half, according to the State Division of Elections, and that number might even go higher. There are still 284 outstanding absentee ballots that could come back, according to State Elections Director Gail Fanumio. Absentee ballots have 10 days after the election to reach the Division of Elections to still count. Ballots mailed from outside the U.S. can be received up to 15 days after the election. So far, only 67 question ballots have been identified for House District 34, but question ballots are being sent by mail to Juneau from each of the precincts, so more may be included in that count, according to Fanumio. 1,400 is not an unusual amount of absentee ballots for the district. House District 34 is configured differently this year because of redistricting. But in the last presidential race in 2008, when Thomas ran for re-election in then House District 5, there were just over 1,900 absentee ballots received. The first count of absentee ballots for the Southeast region will take place November 13th, with a second count on the 16th. The final count for all ballots in all regions is November 21st. According to election returns, Christ Tompkins carried his hometown of Sitka as well as Angoon in Tuesday's election, but Thomas carried Haines and Clukwan by wide margins as well as most of the smaller communities. The Division of Elections did not have a breakdown of what communities requested or returned the most absentee ballots. Staying with that House race 34, Thomas might not be in charge of the House Finance Committee anymore, but he says if reelected, he'll still have a seat at the table. In an interview with KHNS Radio on Thursday, Thomas said he's caucusing with other House Republicans at the Alyeska Resort near Anchorage. He confirmed he lost the committee's co-chairmanship, a position he held for the past 2 years, but he said, quote, "They're saving me a seat on finance." Thomas served on the Budget Writing Committee since 2007. There's no word yet on House Democrats' organizational plans or where Christ Tompkins would fit in if he holds his lead. He and Thomas campaigned heavily to represent the new House District 34. It includes the candidates' hometowns, as well as Metlakatla, Craig, Hoonah, Angoon, Cake, Clukwan, Port Alexander, Pelican, Elfin Cove, Klawak, and Heideberg. The Alaska Division of Elections says less than 60% of voters turned out for Tuesday's election. The Anchorage Daily News reports that that would be the lowest statewide turnout in a presidential election since 1996. Division of Election officials say turnout was down in several categories this year, including absentee ballots sent by mail and early voting compared to 4 years ago. So far, turnout for Tuesday's election, 44%, but that will grow as the state begins counting another 35,000 absentee ballots by November 13th. Currently, Alaska has 506,432 registered voters. Juneau could one day see a private shooting range near its airport where customers will be able to fire machine guns and other automatic weapons. Assembly members in the capital city voted unanimously on Wednesday of this week to exempt private gun ranges from a city ordinance that prohibits discharging a firearm within a quarter mile of a road. Current exceptions for that ordinance exist for police officers in the line of duty, the use of shotguns in the Mendenhall Wetlands State Game Refuge, and other types of firearms at the Hank Harmon Rifle Range and Juneau Gun Club Range, both of which are operated by nonprofits. Facilities operated by the state or federal governments are also exempt from that city ordinance. Dan Miller is president of Juneau Mercantile and Armory, LLC, which is planning a 13,000-square-foot indoor shooting range and gun store on the corner of Crest Street and Yandakin Drive.
The first half of the range that we're building is going to have a static firing line. In other words, people will stand at one spot and shoot towards targets. We'll have a total containment bullet trap. The entire basement is encased in concrete. Noise and safety won't be an issue.
Miller said every customer who rents an automatic weapon will have a handler, making sure they know how to use it and are shooting it properly. The assembly also heard from Mark Miller, no relation to Dan, who read a statement opposing the type of range being proposed.
AK-47s, machine guns, and other assault weapons are just that, assault weapons. They are designed and intended for assault operations. Assault is the stuff of police and military action, and as such requires a chain of command ultimately responsible to elected officials serving the citizens for whom they are sworn to protect. Please do not place our police and military personnel and our citizens in more danger by promoting assault weapons as casual entertainment for the general public.
In his comments, Dan Miller of Juneau Mercantile and Armory said private shooting ranges in other communities are popular with off-duty police and military employees. The project must go back to the Planning Commission for approval before it can move forward. That's it for Raven News for this hour. It's just about 1 minute after the hour of 8 o'clock on this Friday morning, November the 9th. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka, where current weather conditions here in the Sitka area are proclaiming that skies are fair, which they are from my view. Beautiful morning this morning. Cold, though, 26 degrees. Wind speed east at 3 miles an hour and a 10 miles of visibility. We were expected to have mostly sunny skies, around 38 for the high today, with variable wind to 10 knots. Good morning.